Love, dating, relationships, what do you do? Love Talks Back. Welcome everybody.
You're listening to Love Talks Back and I'm NA.
And I'm MC. And we are going to rock your socks tonight with a little bit of our show.
Yes.
So what we're going to talk about, NA.
What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about my new iPhone purchase. No, not purchase. I upgraded my iPhone to the iOS 5. And let me tell you what, if you don't have the iOS 5, you are missing out.
Are you kidding me? I don't even have an iPhone.
Well, get one.
I don't need an iPhone. Who wants an iPhone?
Why don't you want an iPhone? What's wrong with this cool little thing that fits in your hand that, although, I mean, mine has a cracked screen.
Other mobiles don't fit in your hand?
No.
As opposed to, like, actually, you know what? I think my phone, Nokia E72, mm-hmm. is smaller than your iPhone.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a baby compared to my iPhone.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, what's the point of an iPhone?
Okay.
No, okay. You know, let's not even talk about the point of an iPhone. Let's talk about your new program. What is it?
My new program is the iOS 5. iOS is the operating system that Macs use, or Macs and iPhones and iPads operate under.
Yeah.
Basically, it enables the user to go through a whole list of features, 200 new features in this iOS 5.
Did they change the pictures for your little apps and that's like considered one of the 200?
One of them is changed, that's
right.
There
we go.
I choose as a different feature.
Wow, what a great change, Apple. Well done.
Okay, well, apart from those little things, let me first talk about the good things about this new thing. It has a new
feature.
If
there are any.
No, there are.
Go on. Show me.
A notification alert, which you get from going at the top of your screen and sliding down.
Yep.
And on that, it has, you can pick and choose what you want, but on mine, it's got the weather. So it's got the forecast for the week. It's got the current temperature. Apparently, it's 64 degrees
Fahrenheit. Wow, that's real useful for us here in Australia, isn't it?
I'm using Fahrenheit. It's got my calendar, so it tells me what to do today, cradio today, and then I've got my youth group, and it also tells me there's a birthday tomorrow. And my mail. What current mail has come to my Gmail?
Oh, so like your emails.
My
because
email.
You know what? My Nokia E72 can do the exact same thing.
But does yours tell you exactly what the email is straight away as you go onto your screen? You don't have to go into your email.
You're talking about your...
Your
notification page. Yep. Now, oh look, I have no calendar entries for today because I haven't put anything in. But it's there. It's on my home screen.
That's good. I think the difference...
But my point is, this is meant to be new, right?
As in new for the iPhone.
It's new for the iPhone, but it's been on other mobile phones for years.
Well, but not in the nice way that you can slide your finger down to get your notifications.
Oh, look, ready? You want to see my slide my finger down? So I have a Nokia E72, and my main big mother of a button... Mm-hmm. Is like
It's a sensor button.
It's a sensor button where I can slide down my menu as well.
This is true.
Look, I'm sliding.
Yours just looks like an 8-bit version of the iPhone.
Maybe
16-bit, sorry.
8-bit version.
Mine is a very techie version. It just looks like a slide monitor.
Apple users thinking that they're all great because they're using the flash white stuff.
Well, let's talk about this more after the break. We're going to listen to a song. It's by P-Tunes. It's called With the King. You are listening to it live on Love Talks Back right here, right now on this Thursday evening.
Jesus, I'm not worthy to sit at your table. Not even fit to eat the scraps on the floor. Do I dare look up, feel the burn of condemnation of a sinful man yearning for more? But you came so I knew love, gave you life so it's enough. Shed your blood to cover all was a pauper, and you came to save this shackled slave. Once a peasant, now got royal blood flowing through my veins. filled me with peace. Your love surrounds me like a shield beneath your wings. Oh, I will stand tall, walk boldly in your presence, as darkness flees in the glory of the King. I don't fear because I know you will win. I was a pauper, and you came to save this shackled slave. Once a peasant, now got royal blood flowing through my veins. With open arms, you let me in. Now I'm with the King. Oh, Jesus, my Savior, I don't doubt my place in you. Walking side by side with my King. More sovereign, Redeemer, I give my all to you. So I might have everything with my King. I was a pauper, and you came to save this shackled slave. Once a peasant, now got royal blood flowing through my veins. With open arms you let me in. Now I'm with the King. Now I'm with the King. Once a peasant, now got royal blood flowing through my veins. With open arms you let me in.
Welcome back to the show, guys. You're listening to Love Talks Back on Cradio, or you're listening on lovetalksback.com or on iTunes. Really, it's a multi-platform. We're talking about technology. We're talking about the iPhone, and we're talking about just how good it is, just how great the iPhone is.
Okay, listen.
Yes.
Other than it being slidable,
mm-hmm.
What
else? It's always been slidable.
What else has your iOS 4? What else can it offer me?
It's got newsstand. So if you subscribe to newspapers and also subscribe to magazines, admittedly I have none.
You have none.
I don't subscribe. I might subscribe.
So basically this is a nulled app for you.
For me, yes. At the moment. Only because I haven't subscribed. And that's just a new thing for people who...
Do you have to pay to subscribe?
It's actually more of an application that's good for the iPad. For people who use, magazines.
So, in other words, for your iPhone, this is pointless and useless.
Yeah, okay,
we agree on that.
Yep.
It's good.
Another cool feature that it has...
Pointless.
When you take a photo, normally on the front of the screen, there's a home screen.
Yeah, like mother button.
Yeah, the mother button. Basically, that used to be the button that you had to do to
take a photo.
There was a photo just above it that was embedded into your screen.
Uh-huh.
And you'd press that. But it was always really awkward, like if you wanted to do self Facebook shots. Lovo shots. To press that button, uh-huh. You couldn't see it. It's now your volume button to take your photo.
So it's on the side of your phone.
It's on the side of your phone.
So it's like every single other phone that's already
like
had that already.
Every single other phone, yes.
Okay, so...
Yes.
So Apple's just cottoned onto that?
Apple are really good at prolonging the way that programs operate. And yes, it may have been a feature that most other phones, including your non-smartphone... I'm just putting it in a category. It probably is very intelligent. your non-smartphone. But I think that's the thing with Apple. They've always made it so that you keep going. You keep staying with them because you know you're going to anticipate that they're going to release a software that is going to have a feature that's more user-friendly, that's more intuitive.
So basically, they're like a bad cult so that once you get in them, you can't get out.
No.
That's basically it. So they keep on providing you things that keeps you using Apple, right?
No, well,
it keeps you using their...
Maybe.
There's
I have a tendency of like not just going with the brand.
Like a bad cult. I love that.
I'm inclined, if the Windows phone and the HTC phones, if they start to cotton on to become a little bit more self-intuitive, which I don't think at the moment they are, I would
get
one.
But they've had better programs for ages before.
What do you mean, PC? Or you mean HTC phones?
The HTC phones and all that.
Yeah.
So, like in Android. Other words, yeah. So, in other words, your iPhone mm-hmm. is a smartphone that is not very smart.
It is smart.
It's smart now.
It's leading it the way smart. In technology.
How is it leading the way when all these other phones
because
were much better?
If the iPhone hadn't come out, we wouldn't have smartphones.
Yeah, okay,
it
that's
was the
great.
First to so acknowledge technology.
It was the first smartphone
yes.
that wasn't very smart.
No, it was
and
smart.
And then after that, other smartphones came in and they actually are smart.
It was incredibly
and
smart.
And now
for its
your
time.
iPhone is now trying to be smart. That's oh. basically what's happened, right?
No, you're twisting my words.
I'm not twisting
you,
your
you
words.
You are.
I'm breaking it down into three logical sentences.
No, but for me personally, I think you know, I got the iPhone. I did. I wouldn't say
peer pressure. Pressure.
No.
Peer pressure.
No.
Peer pressure.
I just
peer
noticed pressure. What the iPhone did for people. It wasn't just the fact that of the design, of the look. It was also the fact that it can enable you to access your social media, your, you know, all those things, but in a really,
my
in a nice
does
way.
That too.
I know, but it simulates the act of doing it on a laptop. The way that you would do it on a laptop, on a Mac, is quite similar to the way that you would do it on the phone. So
you know what
yeah.
annoys me about the iPhone, and this is something that a lot of my friends who have iPhones complain about, is that you have to charge your phone nearly every single night, right?
Almost every single night.
Because you're using your iPhone constantly, whether it's music, you're texting, you're calling,
yep.
because
yep.
it's an all-in-one. You're organizing,
yep.
you're doing all, you're using everything
yep.
on the one stuff,
battery
right?
life is a
sucky.
Bit of a downer, yes.
Yep. Whereas my phone, I charge once a week.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Never need to touch it again.
Yeah.
Once a week. And then I have my my MP3 that I listen to.
Yep.
Don't need to charge that too often
yep.
because I'm... And if I want to put music on my Nokia, I could.
Yep.
It would probably make me charge it maybe twice a week, but that's still nothing compared to how much you have to charge that. That
yeah.
would be annoying.
This,
that's annoying.
I don't see how charging, plugging in something can be that annoying.
For an absent-minded person like myself, it's actually very hard. We'll forget, and then in the middle of the day, your battery dies, your mum can't contact you, and then you're in trouble.
But, well, you know, can't you just go home from a day at uni or from work, go to your room, get your cord, plug it in, and then go and do whatever you want to do?
I could, but I don't need to because
no,
I don't have...
But say you had to. Say that was the way that it worked with your phone, if it was the same sort of battery operating system.
I would be annoyed because I'd have to do it every single day.
But, like...
I wouldn't know. The difference is
okay.
I wouldn't know any better.
Okay.
Whereas now I do because I don't have to do that. I see, oh, look at you. You have to go plug that in every day.
Yep.
Whereas if I had that, do you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know any better.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
How I would...
Yeah.
How I'd
yeah.
have to operate.
Okay, I understand. I think, like, for me, it's not an issue. In fact, plugging it in and being able to charge it and leave it somewhere, it helps me with my detachment of this phone, right? Okay, so we're gonna move into our next...
Detachment.
Yeah, detachment
okay,
with technology.
Enough.
For me, when I plug it in, when I put in my phone to charge, sit it down, I'm usually, like, it usually gets charged in my room. And I usually don't stay in my room unless, you know, I'm doing my uni work, which is every day. I'll go down to the kitchen. I'll have a bit to eat. You know, I'll have my dinner there. That's when I'll charge my phone, during times when I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to have it with me. And, you know, I know that in, you know, in an hour's time or whatever, when it's fully charged, I'll be able to use it back to its normal functionality. And there are ways on the iPhone where you can save your power. And they tell you this, you know.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay, yes.
You're basically telling me that an iPhone is good because it helps you with detachment.
No.
iPhone is good because it's
I said having to...
Okay?
Having
this
to
is
charge.
M's premise.
No!
Are you kidding me? The iPhone, of all phones, is helping you?
Okay.
You with detachment?
Okay, No. That's not what I was saying. But I I'll take what you're saying. In fact, the iPhone has not helped me with detachment. In fact, it has fueled. Made it harder.
Fueled.
It's not a cult. I'd say, are you attached to your phone? It's not an iPhone, but are you attached to your phone?
No. Yes.
See?
Yes.
It's not just the iPhone. It's about technology.
It's itself.
You know what? Full stop.
Technology. It's true.
You're listening to Love Talks Back.
Call us on 8005-1530
or send an email to askus@lovetalksback.com.
Love Tip 101.
To quote Jiminy Cricket, always let your conscience be your guide. Who is your conscience? Why, she is, of course. So I'm studying education, for those of you who don't know, and in it is so hard. There are all these new subjects that we have to do now because it's how do we use interactive whiteboards? Mm. How do we use a lamb sequence, a flip chart? It's just so much digital stuff that we need to know to be able to use in a class. And I sometimes think, are we flogging this digital stuff to our students way too much, like much more than they need to? Come times for tests and exams, students aren't able to have the ability to write properly. Simple basic things like grammar, spelling, are getting completely thrown out the window because there's spell check on computers. Mm-hmm. Yep. They don't actually need to think for themselves half the time.
Yep.
It's all there. And so I think, are we fueling a dumber society by the simple use of technology?
Well, I think the question is not just about the fact that technology exists and that people, you know, there is a trend. People can see that going on MSN and using chat, because it's so hard to type the word like be
your
right
actual
back.
Words.
Yes, it's harder to type that out. So obviously we do shortening and we do have shorthand, but I think it also comes down to how often we do that. You know, if you're like myself and you're on Facebook almost every night and you're typing it out.
Oh, because of your iPhone or my Nokia E72 that it's connected at the hip for you just to go whenever you want to.
That's right. I think that can fuel it. I think people who do engage in technology but aren't obsessed about it or aren't addicted to it in such a way, they probably won't do that. So I think it's all about boundaries when it comes to technology. But I think you're definitely right in terms of education system, even though it's encouraging technology, and that's good because it means that there's more accessibility.
We need to as
that's
well.
Right, we do. In order to research, in order to learn, technology is important, but I think that there comes to a point where we have to have that boundary. We have to be able to say no at certain times. I don't know when that is. That's the problem.
Do you know what? It'd be so hard. Like, I'm thinking about when I went to London, I didn't have my normal mobile phone.
No.
I got it disconnected.
Okay.
And I was just using like a dodgy little
international SIM,
crappy
thing?
Nokia. I'm using international SIM. So when I got to London, bought a SIM card and was using that. And I hardly ever need to use my phone. Just contact a couple of friends, my aunt, letting them know where I am to meet up with people. Other than that, I didn't need to use my mobile phone at all. But when I got back and I didn't have my mobile and I didn't have my international SIM, it was hard because I was so used to having my mobile and connecting to Facebook straight away, checking all my notifications straight away. And it is so hard. And it's like, it was very interesting seeing how much I had gotten attached to my phone that when I had nothing, like when I didn't have it, it drove me insane. how many times do we in the day, even if we haven't got a text message, we haven't heard our mobile go off, we'll just check it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'll check it for the time and then I'll forget that I haven't looked at the time.
When I'm bored, I go find funny clips on YouTube. Mm. I'll go to my Facebook.
Yep.
I'll see what other people are doing on Facebook. Yes, I stalk. And then, like...
It does tend to be a last resort.
Exactly.
When you're at a place where you have nothing better to do, it's often what we go and find.
But the best part is when I was younger, when I didn't have, like, a flash phone and I was using my little phone with an antenna to...
an antenna?
I had a phone. It was a normal-sized phone, like your Nokia 3310.
Yes.
Same-sized phone. But to use it, it had this extendable antenna that you would whip out. I was a laughing stock of, like, Bankstown. I'm serious. Like, imagine me in the middle of Bankstown train station and I'm whipping out my little antenna. Yes, I'm going to make a call. But, like,
I whip my antenna back and forth. Yeah, you do. radio.org.au, where love talks back.
It does.
E-M-I-L-I-E. Emily's List. On this week's list, I'm going to give you a checklist of how to tell if you're a tech junkie. This means if you're a bit too addicted to your technology. Firstly, you wake up and the first thing you check is your phone. You check for messages, Facebook notifications, for latest tweets. You know what I mean. Secondly, you often have RSI from constant text messaging or just using your phone too intensely. You constantly think that you have a great line for a status or tweet, so you go through life often thinking, oh, I need to put that on Facebook. You can't go a day without using your Facebook, your Twitter, your Tumblr, your YouTube, and if you did go a day without it, you would be in terrible shock and you would probably come back with about 1,400 notifications. You type in Facebook as your login email instead of actually typing your email, and your friends don't actually know your address, they only know your mobile phone number. Look, these are some symptoms, and personally, they're things that I have dealt with. If you've got some other symptoms, you can let us know. All you've got to do is check out the Tectonic Forum on lovetalksback.com, and you can tell us what is your checklist for making sure that you don't become a tech junkie.
Cradio.org.au.
Anyway, so when I was little and I had that phone, really couldn't do much. There was no games on it. I couldn't do anything with it. Literally, it was just to call my mum to tell her I'm home or I'm back on the way on the school bus,
yep.
Coming home.
Yep.
I'd go home and read a book. I used to love reading books. Mm. I rarely get to read these days.
Yep.
And I think about it, time-wise, I probably have more time now than when I was at school.
Mm.
And it's just because I waste so much time using digital stuff, using watching TV,
yep.
Watching all the new Freeview channels, watching, you know, using my Facebook, watching, downloading, streaming missed episodes or TV shows that I can't access yep. here that I need to access on the internet.
Yep.
Like, I waste so much time because of the digital age. And it's not that the digital age is a problem, but it's because I think we have become addicted to using it and addicted to plugging in
yep.
and to listening to music and to, we actually struggle with just stopping. And I was talking to my to a priest, actually, a wonderful little priest, and he was telling me that it becomes hard then when we want to pray.
Mm,
because
definitely.
You're constantly on the go. You're constantly, you've got listening to things, you're doing things, you're watching things, that we can't actually sit down quietly.
Yep.
And do that properly
yep.
and pray and meditate
yep.
and it becomes a problem.
Mm.
It just becomes a problem when we, you know, stop actually interacting with people. We're like, yeah, I'll chat to you on Facebook instead of actually meeting up with you and seeing how you're going.
Mm.
Instead of actually, like, everything can be done online now that we're losing our basic social, basic, you know, just being able to stop.
Mm. I think you're right there, like, this morning, I went to have a prayer time and I actually woke up specifically for it. I haven't been doing this for a long time. I've just been sleeping in, whatever, being too lazy. I woke up and I used my iPhone. I use this app, Sleep Cycle, which basically measures the best time to wake you up around a half an hour parameter between when you want to wake up to when your alarm is set. So I did that, woke up at a really good time, 7:30. Well, you know, it's not early, but it was early for me. Woke up and I sat up and I pulled out my phone, which has the readings of the day, the scriptures, read that, and it was actually really peaceful. But I think sometimes I can get caught up in, oh, you know, I've got my phone in my hand. Oh, hey, maybe I should check something. I've got a Facebook message, or I'm waiting for an email to come in. And it's so easy for me to get distracted in that. And even though it has its good parts, like I try and use my phone to sort of do a bit more faith development, you know, sort of thing. Like I have the scriptures on there, I have the Bible, I have the saints of the day. I have all these sorts of good things, which is good for trying to, learn more about my faith. But at the same time, because it's also paralleled with all my social media and all the things that distract me and can take me away from good relationships and a good prayer time. It's hard to balance that, and it's hard to get into a mode. I have used my Bible, like, obviously, but sometimes it's just easier to use it on my phone because it's there on my phone.
What about, like, even you sitting down to do an assessment?
Yep.
Right? You've got your laptop out, you've got all your research spread out on the desk, and you have to check Facebook just before you begin. I just need to make sure that I don't have any new notifications. I just need to make sure, oh, maybe someone's online.
I know what you mean.
It is so bad. It's like, no, I'm not going to stay on Facebook, but I just need to check it.
Yep, yep.
No, you don't. And it's the funniest thing is I know this, yet I can't help myself.
I know. I went to the State Library last weekend, just had to go on Facebook first just to make sure the internet was working, you know, just to see that everything was connected, right? And then, I got a tag. My friend who's sitting next to me tagged me saying we were both at the State Library. So obviously I had to comment on it.
Yeah. I have to like that status too. I mean, let's face it.
I know. and it did distract me from my work. We only had a certain amount of time for studying. And I think that's the thing, is that it takes away from the good, time that we could use for better things, time that we can use for prayer, like that priest was saying, time that we can use for good study, effective study, time that we can use to learn more about our faith. And I think we can get so caught up in the popular aspect of social media, of technology, that we forget that it can also, be for other instances.
You know, even things like, you know, even if we weren't Christian or, you know, prayer wasn't an important part, we could, I don't know, start learning a language, like, in that time.
That's right.
You could start, you know, picking up an instrument. You could start
learning how to sing
for Natalie Ambrose. Like, there are so many things that you could do in that time, yet we find ourselves watching Epic Mealtime or the Old Spice guy on YouTube. Like, it's just what we do.
Yeah. And I'm not, like, I don't think we're saying that
you need to cut that out.
Yeah, completely.
Entirely.
No, we're not saying that. We're just, like, it's obviously for us, like, you know, it's also good that we can have this show, that we can share our experiences.
Oh, yeah, this is online.
That's right. We are online. So we're not saying that it's a bad thing. In fact, it's a good tool. But I think it has to be a difference between being a tool that is a first step or a stepping stone or a way to develop more, as opposed to it being a reality, as opposed to it being a ubiquitous object, as in, it's always on all the time. You're always online.
We overuse it unnecessarily.
That's right. I'm always online, and I understand that with my phone, it always captures me as being online and being located in a geographical space everywhere at every moment of every second of my life, and that people can see that too. But I think, like, for me, in the back of my head, I know I need to stop that.
I agree.
Get out of it.
I feel a campaign coming on.
Oh, do you? Okay, what can we make this campaign? How can we? How
I
can
want
we
to say
stop?
It.
Okay, detachment from our technology. The best way of doing it. Well, I think it's too much to try and get rid of, like, the phone completely. Obviously, that's
never.
Not
I don't think I'd be able to do that.
And obviously, even
look
for
how cute it is, my little Nokia i72.
How about we go about one day a week?
Oh, it's too hard.
Just one day.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do one day. How about the day of rest? The one day.
Okay, Sunday. Are we saying Sundays?
We're saying Sunday.
Okay.
I'm not including Saturday night in this either. It's not a liturgical
It's a liturgical campaign. Everyone, as soon as sunset, we're not using technology. Okay, no. Okay. I don't know whether I could do it.
I don't know. I think you could.
Okay. Every Sunday, I am not going to use technology.
Okay. For the next 30 days or for
30 days. Let's do 40 days.
40 days
of detachment, like 40 days of Jesus being in the desert.
Do you mean 40 Sundays or 40 days, crap. including the yeah,
can
you
do
know
40 Sundays? Is that hardcore?
It is hardcore. I mean, it's 52 weeks.
Okay,
in
no,
a year.
We need to have rules. So we're gonna do a campaign, and it's gonna be Sunday. And if, for example, you need to contact someone because it's vitally important. Like, you need to tell your family where you are, or, you know, if something's happened, yep. you can use technology.
Okay. So serious stuff.
So important, has to happen stuff.
Okay.
Not, I'm going to message this boy because I want to and I'm stalking them. Like,
oh, I see this dress and I got to tell my friend to give me advice. Okay. Yep.
No.
Yep. That's a good rule. I think also that it should be, you know, if you need to listen to some music, if you really need to use a technology, like say for instance, you watch movies or something with your family. Yep, and that's your way spending time.
That's my family.
Yeah. There you go.
Also, I don't think Facebook is ever a necessity. Don't you?
Oh, yep.
I reckon you can Facebook for that whole Sunday. 24 hours. I reckon you don't use Facebook that whole Sunday.
Oh yeah, I do that normally. I try.
Facebook is never a necessity.
No, never.
So
okay.
I reckon every Sunday we give up Facebook as well.
Excellent. Let's do it. What about all the other ones? Twitter, Foursquare, LinkedIn.
Those things that we don't need.
Yep.
Beautiful. So really, the only thing that you can use, if you need to use, is your phone, and mm-hmm. that's for important stuff.
Yep.
Like letting people know where you are so that you can meet up or something like that.
What if someone calls you and it's just, you know, a little bit of trivial stuff?
Is that if someone calls you?
Yep. Or if someone messages you trivial? Because you don't want to feel, you don't want to seem like you're ignoring them and not answering them, you know.
I think if someone messages you can answer, but you don't answer in a way where you're asking them a question, you're starting a conversation.
Okay, great.
Cool. And I think we should spend the time that we would normally do on YouTube or Facebook or whatever we're doing, if we use that time to better ourselves, to read a book,
mm-hmm.
maybe a spiritual book, to do, you know, that sort of thing. Spend more time with the people that we love.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, pick up a language, learn to play the guitar. I can try and attempt to learn how to sing. Something along those lines. Yeah, I'm not doing that in public, ever, ever.
Okay, this is great. Look, we're inviting everyone out there listening right now to the show. We're going to make this campaign for real.
Yeah.
And we're going to invite you guys to join us. I don't know what we're going to call it. We're going to come up with a snappy name. We came up with a good one for the anti-gossip campaign.
So we're running two campaigns simultaneously.
Yeah, we are. So first campaign, say no more. Say no more to gossip. So we're cutting out gossip completely, or at least, you know,
trying to is what Natalie Ambrose is trying to do.
How are you going, by the way?
Yeah, okay so far,
okay.
I think.
Yep.
A couple of times I've noticed that I've mm-hmm. stuffed up, but...
Yep.
It's much better than I was before.
Okay, beautiful. And then second campaign, we're going to invite this one. If people have suggestions of what to call it, you know, we'll
say no to the digital age.
Hey, say no to... We'll come up with something funky.
Hey, do you know, talking about digital stuff, have you ever watched those movies where, like, robots take over the world? Don't you reckon that could happen one day?
I don't know. We're talking hypothetics here, and
like iRobot, you know, like robots take over. Like you create a computer that is so smart that it knows to destroy humanity because humanity is flawed. Stop it,
please. I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
Never know.
I don't know. It depends. Excellent, guys. We're going to be doing this campaign. Please join along.
Come
with us.
Join us.
That's right.
Catch us on Facebook. Go to Love Talks Back page,
mm-hmm.
go to the Creadio page, check out a whole bunch of other stuff that we've got on Creadio, which is it's going so well, guys.
It is.
Like us on Facebook, like the Creadio page, like the Love Talks Back page. We want to hit 1,000 people by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So come join us and let's dedicate our Sundays.
Beautiful. No more digital.
No more digital stuff. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a great show.
It has. We've learnt a lot about iOS 5 and about Facebook, iPhones, Nokia.
And obviously Nokia is the clear winner.
I don't know.
Number one.
I'm still going to use my iPhone. I keep calling it Facebook. I don't know why. I'm
addicted. Addicted.
You found me out. Found me out indeed. Look, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed everything that we've had on this show. If you've got any comments, you know what to do. What do they do, NA?
They come to our Facebook page. They contact us through our website. Mm-hmm. They contact us through Cradio. They Skype call us.
Yeah, you can.
You can tweet us.
That's right.
Maybe don't tweet us because you don't want to use...
And don't tweet us on Sundays.
Yes. That's good. 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 Yeah. I like that idea.
No tweet Sundays.
No tweet Sundays. Also, we would love to hear whether you guys... Also, we would love to hear if there's any topics that you guys want to hear us talking about.
That's right.
So we'd love to hear more ideas. So email us through them and we'll get onto it.
Yep, you can email us askus@lovetalksback.com. That's ask us at lovetalksback. It's a bit awkward to say. Ask us. How am I going to say it? Or if you can't be bothered remembering that, visit lovetalksback.com. If you're using Facebook, it's an easy link on our Facebook page, lovetalksback.com, and you can find our contact us details. You can also leave some information on our forum. Please use the forum, just register, and you can log in to put up some questions, to ask us some questions, or to put up some ideas. It's that simple. Love Talks Back. So we will leave you with the bottom five, and we'll see you again all in a couple weeks.
Over and out. See you guys.
The bottom five.
Number five, uni. I think I have Londonitis. I'm having serious London withdrawals. No, seriously, with between assessments and exams coming up, it's stressful and I just can't seem to sit down, knuckle down and do any sort of work. I don't know whether other people are suffering from it, but I definitely am. Having the break was great, but now trying to get back in the swing of things is just not happening. Number four, the Queen's visit to Australia. What a dud holiday. Has anyone actually seen the itinerary for it? She is not coming to Sydney. I repeat, not coming to Sydney. Who comes to Australia and does not come to Sydney? She's going to Perth. She's going to Perth, but not Sydney.
She's going to Canberra for the Floriad, which is actually over, and she's just getting her own personal Floriad.
Number three, random hookups. Why? Especially Catholics. Again, why? It may not be a sin, but why? Number two, breaks. I seriously do not understand why Catholic couples go on breaks. Like, I can understand if one of the persons is seriously contemplating a religious vocation, like, you know, sorry, I do love you, but I might want to marry God. That's kind of understandable, but a trip overseas is no reason for a person to go on a break. It's just the secular world infiltrating our minds once again. And number one, short shorts that give people wedgies. Surely that is uncomfortable for you, because it is definitely uncomfortable for me watching you, and uncomfortable for everyone else watching you. Hey Emily, is this your water?
I bought it. It was a dollar from the place near Central. Why?
Do you know what it says on it?
No, I know it had a cartoon on it. What does it say?
It's the Coleridge water bottle
mm-hmm.
that they're promoting for Movember.
Oh,
which,
yeah, yeah.
Which is a good cause.
It That's is, why even if people do look a bit Movember-ish. You know?
No judge. But it says, water your wingman to release your inner porn star.
What?
Read
so
it.
So I bought a bottle that is promoting pornography. What is going on with the world?
But I actually don't understand this. Why to release your inner porn star? I haven't seen porn, but is there moustaches in like, is that a big characteristic of
I don't know.
The male characters? Well,
maybe some people think moustaches are seedy. I don't know.
But isn't the whole idea of porn to be kind of attractive? Like, seediness is I don't know about the world, but look, seediness is not an attractive quality.
Maybe to some, I don't know.
That is so weird. Anyway.
Oh, oh, oh.
You seriously singing Bieber?
No, I'm singing Reliant K.
Dude, that's Bieber.
Reliant K did a cover of it.
Dude, you cannot say that it's not Bieber. Oh, it's Reliant K. They did a cover, big deal. It's still Bieber.
You know what? They did a better version of the baby, baby, baby. Yeah, it's Reliant K.
It's not Reliant K.
It is Reliant K.
It's Bieber.
It's Reliant K.
It's Bieber.
Reliant K.
Bieber.
Reliant
Bieber.
K.
Bieber.
I'm MC.
I'm NA, and that's about it.